All right. Good evening, members. Many thanks for joining this evening. We'll just get underway. Okay, perfect. With the recording started. All right, members. So, kicking off the Strategic Policy and Resources Committee meeting. As you know by now, please do use the instant messaging for your proposal, your seconder, and your cue for questions. The public should refrain from using the instant messaging and speaking during this meeting. Obviously, if there's two proposals at the same time, then the second proposal will be taken as the seconder. Do we have any apologies to record for this meeting?
Apology from Councillor Dorn.
Okay. Any further apologies from the floor? None. All right. I suppose just under chairperson's remarks before we get into the agenda, we'd like to congratulate Conor Mallon on his appointment as the ERT director on a permanent basis. So just want to extend our congratulations to Conor. He may not say congratulations, commiserations maybe he might say, but very well done, Conor. It's good to see, and hopefully you bring the improvements that you've done already in the interim role that you were doing, so wish you the very best. Okay, members, moving on to item two, declarations of interest, both members and officers.
None.
Okay, perfect. Okay, item three then is the action sheets arising from the 11th of March. So I'll just go through it page by page. I'll need a proposer and seconder for accuracy, and then I'll take matters arising. So page one, page two, page three, and page four. So if I can, Councillor Savage, is it a matter arising or is it on the accuracy of it just before I ask for a proposal and seconder? I'm assuming it's matters arising. So I'll take Councillor Gallagher's proposed. Do we have a seconder for accuracy of the action sheets? And seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Okay, Councillor Savage, you have a question? Do we still have Councillor Savage?
Yeah, he's just on mute.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, that's you now. I got.
Yeah. Chair, I'm just the SPNR 041. The update in relation to new regeneration, you know, would propose that that would be the item relating to investigating or looking at potential options within the private sector within the new regeneration. That was to be put to the new regeneration meeting. I'm aware that we're not privy to the minutes of that, but obviously it was just really to get an update on had that been put forward or was it going to be discussed at a later date. That's it, Chair.
Okay.
That matter has been referred to the programme board and I understand it will be on the agenda of their next meeting, Councillor Savage. We will then be kept up to date as a committee as the minutes of that meeting come through the committee for noting.
That's great, Davina. Thank you.
Do we have a date for the next meeting, just so Councillor Savage is aware of when those minutes will come through to the committee?
I don't, but I can circulate that to Councillor Savage. I'll find out and let you know.
That's lovely. Thanks, Serena. Thank you.
All right. Any other matters arising, members, on the action sheet? Nope. All right. Thank you. Moving on then to item four, which is the Women's Working Group, which came from the motion of Councillor Mason. And hand over to yourself, Serena.
Yes, so we previously agreed at SPNR that a women's working group would be established and officers were asked to put together a terms of reference for that group. So a draft terms of reference is attached and you'll note in the key issues section that training and mentoring programmes would be one of the outworkings of that. All political parties are proposed to have representation on that grouping. And it will be inclusive as well, that not all members necessarily need to be female. So if you are content, we're asking for a proposer and seconder to approve the terms of reference. And if you're content, we would then seek that the respective parties put forward nominations to Democratic Services outside of the meeting, please.
Okay. And just before I take a proposal and seconder, is there a date that we need those names in for? Because if we leave it open-ended, it might take a long time. So is there a preference of when names could be in for?
Yeah, if we could have names within the next 2 weeks, it would allow us to get something operational maybe in May then, the first meeting in May.
Okay. All right. Councillor McGuinness, you've proposed, and Councillor Hannon second. Do you just want to come in on the item? Or?
No, happy enough to propose, Gareth.
All right. Thanks, Anna. Perfect. Okay, is everyone in agreement? Yep. Perfect. All right. Item 5 is the Newry Mourne and Down District Council consultation response. It is for Noton. I don't know if Dorina, if we want to touch on that.
Just for noting.
Okay, and item 6 is the Section 75 policy screen report, quarterly report for January to March this year. And it's also for noting, unless any members have any questions on both items. Nope. All right, perfect. Okay, members, the rest of the agenda. The following items are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council, holding that information on the public by my resolution back during this item of business. So I have a proposer from Councillor Howe, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, to go into closed session. So I just need confirmation from Sir. All right, I'll start. Okay, so just while in committee, the following items were discussed. So item 7, NILGA annual payment, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Gallagher. Elected members agreed to pay the annual subscription fee for 2021-22. At a cost of £51,259. Item 8, Drumree Road, Castlewell, and the Lane, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Gallagher. The elected members agreed to option 3 and refute responsibility for maintenance of whole or part of the lane going forward, and write to residents to confirm this. Council to correlate a list of roads in a similar situation and write to the Department of Infrastructure to highlight the roads identified for adoption. Item 9, proposed lease of lands at New Street Car Park, Kilkeel, to Northern Ireland Electricity Network. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Howe, seconded by Councillor Sharvin. The elected members agreed to grant a lease to Northern Ireland Electricity Networks of the lands outlined in red on the map at Appendix 1 for the term of 99 years, subject to a one-off premium of £1,000. Item 10, land ownership at Delmont Country Park, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Lewis. The elected members agreed to the following, that members approve officers' continued engagement with the Education Authority and seek a fresh agreement in place of the 1988 Declaration of Intent, which will reflect recent discussions and clearly define the legal issues and retrospective legal obligations regarding the proposed land transfer. The Council pursues a formal commitment by Education Authority to allow the use of the proposed slipway by Council, and that members authorise the carrying out of works at the slipway by the Education Authority subject to achieving the desired outcomes at points 1 and 2 above. Item 11, Seasonal Tourism Enforcement Officers, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Gallagher. The elected members approved the recommendation for the recruitment of 7 Seasonal Tourism Enforcement Officers, with an extra 3 in reserve for deployment if required, to ensure safe and responsible use of key tourism sites across the summer at the cost outlined in the officers' report. Item 12, Warren Point Bass, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Howe. The elected members approve that no further use of Warren Point Bass is permitted at this time, including as a storage space for reasons outlined in the author's report. Item 13, Terms and Conditions Update, Trade Union Facility Release, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Murray, that elected members consider a release of two trade union representatives on full-time basis until 31st December 2021 to support the agreed work plan with indicative completion date of 31st December 2021. Members agree this release, including a request from NIPSA for 2 days a week to support NIPSA General Council work, this release to be renewed on the 31st December 2021. Item 14, Terms and Conditions Update, agreed on the proposal of Councillor McKee, seconded by Councillor Murphy, approve the new night rate for all employees whose work pattern includes the hours between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. Okay, members, thank you very much for your cooperation tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and thank you.